says there in verse number 3, go back to chapter 4. The children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron. In 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Look at verse 4. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. Now, one thing you'll notice here is it doesn't say throughout the entire time that God chose Deborah. Amen. God used Deborah, but he didn't choose her. See, we're going to read in just a little bit that Deborah prophesies, and that prophecy is from God to who? To Barak. Because God chose Barak. Now, if you remember in previous chapters, the judges of Israel were to judge Israel, but they also operated as what? As a military general. So we don't see Deborah being a military general at all. In fact, who's the military general there? We have Barak. That's the guy who actually God chose to go and actually fight the wars for the Lord, to go and actually do the work. Whereas Deborah, she's not chosen. But here's the thing, God uses her. And this is likened, you say, what can you compare this to? I compare this to, you know, you have, a mother who comes to church and her husband doesn't, right? She's on fire for the Lord. She's coming to church. She's reading her Bible. She's bringing the kids. And her husband's saved, but he's not going to church. He's not doing anything. And she's kind of like the one who's taking the spiritual reins of the family, helping the kids grow in the Lord, teaching them the Bible. Now, whose responsibility is it to have that spiritual thermostat in the home? It's the dad. But if the dad's not doing it, who does it by default? The mom. Right? God doesn't choose her to do it, but by default, she's going to do it. Sometimes, obviously, you know what I mean? God does not choose her to be the leader, the spiritual leader. But you know what? If the dad's not taking care of business, spiritually speaking, by default, it's going to fall to the mom. God's not choosing her to do that. But you know what? God can still use a woman, right, to teach the children, to tell them to go to church, to help them with their spiritual disciplines. That's not ideal, obviously. What ideal is that the man would just get up, read his Bible, be spirit-filled, be spiritual, lead his wife, lead his children, and be that man of God in the home. But if that's not the case, sometimes what you have is like a Deborah. You understand? Now, you know what the unfortunate thing is that sometimes men come to church and their wife is still Deborah. You know, he's coming to church, but he's not learning the Bible. He's not putting it into practice. He's not soul winning. He's not taking care of the spiritual responsibilities. And it seems as though the woman is like the leader in that home. Garbage. Yeah, it is garbage. Amen. Says the man without a wife. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But it's true. Because that's not the way it ought to be. Amen. What it ought to be is the man, Lapidoth, should be doing something. Say, hey, Deborah, hold your horses. Hey, just chill out, all right? I know Israel needs help. I know. I'll judge them. I'll stand up and I'll judge them. I know you're on fire. Hey, I'm thankful you love the Lord. I know you got a burden for the nation at this point. But I'm the man. God has chosen men to do this job. Let me do it. But do we see that? No. We just see that he's the wife. Or he's not the wife. See, he's the husband. He's acting like the wife.